The mayor-elect of Somerton says he and other city leaders need to push for the building of a new high school, saying it will help the local economy. KAWC's Victor Calderon has details.
Somerton is located about 12 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, about halfway between Yuma and the border city of San Luis. Two annual events, the Tamal Festival in December and the Corn Festival in November, bring thousands to the town of about 17,000. The man who will be Somerton's next mayor says he takes a lot of pride in the city he grew up in and welcomes more visitors year-round. Gerardo Jerry Anaya, the current vice mayor, points to new businesses, road improvements, and new homes as signs that Somerton has a bright future.
But if you go there at any time of the week, you go to the parks, you see young families, you go to the squares, the city squares, you see the older folks playing dominoes, playing cards, and it's just that family atmosphere. And that's the reason that I went and lived in Phoenix for years, but my draw was I always wanted to come back to my community because I love that small-town feel. Everybody knows each other. Everybody cares about each other.
A top item on Anaya's agenda is furthering talks on a planned Somerton High School. The project has stalled over a dispute with the property owner over pesticide spraying restrictions in the area.
We need to secure the high school. Somerton, we just celebrated our centennial this year, and it's never had a high school, and it's very needed.
High school-age students who live in Somerton and want to attend a public high school are currently bused to COFA High School. The city is enjoying a building boom. New homes are being built, and new businesses are opening up, bringing jobs for locals. The population has grown from about 5,300 in 1990 to more than 17,000 today. As the city grows, it must do so smartly, Anaya said.
We are running out of developable lots, the residential side. So we need to work with developers and come up with creative ways to assist in the development.
City leaders call Somerton the best little city in Arizona. Anaya said Somerton residents look out for one another. He cites the Tamal Festival, which raises money for scholarships to ASU through the El Diablito alumni chapter. The money funds a next generation of city residents and leaders. Like many in Somerton, Anaya is part of a generation that was the first to go to college, who then returned to take leadership roles in local schools, on the city council, and in the greater Yuma community.
Somerton is in transition right now from a small city. Just 20 years ago, it was about 5,000 people. Now we're about 17,000. So it's exciting. And now the demographics are changing too. Before it was mostly an ag-based economy. It still is, but now there's more professional people moving to the city, higher incomes, and they live in the city year-round. So you see the parks and rec, the parks packed to capacity year-round, and when you drive through there, it just shows a vibrant community.
New Mayor Anaya, two re-elected council members, and one new member will be sworn in at a November council meeting. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.